Hi, I am Jake Savage, and welcome to the Guitar of Consciousness podcast.
Jake, I heard the Guitar of Consciousness is gifting a free online event to someone every month. Is this true?
Yes, Bianca. Every month, we will be gifting an online event ticket to someone.
Wow, how can I have this?
Take a photo of you and where you watch Guitar of Consciousness videos or podcast, and post on social media with hashtag Guitar of Consciousness Podcast.
I'm getting my camera out. Hashtag Guitar of Consciousness Podcast.
Welcome, my friends, to my fifth podcast. I know, how awesome is that? So this topic is the 10 Commandments of Access. So the 10 Commandments of Access are the things that's going to contribute to you having freedom in your life. Like, do you want to learn to have freedom? Or do you want to pretend that you want freedom? So in these 10 keys of total freedom, we're going to go through each one and how to use that to your advantage and actually start having that freedom in your life that you've never had before. And by me living these 10 commandments of access, that's contributing to me actually living a life that I truly desire to have. And like before this, I didn't enjoy my life. I didn't create my life. I did what other people did. So the first one, and all this is all from Access Consciousness, all these tools and questions, processes from Access Consciousness. So, so let's go on the first one. Number one, ask, would an infinite being truly choose this? So yes, we are an infinite being. We are infinite space. And pretty much we have infinite possibilities that not many people on the planet are actually choosing at the moment. So it's my invitation to you. So ask, would an infinite being truly choose this? So for an example, like when you're spending money, would you really choose to feel bad about spending money? We always go, this is bad. I feel bad about this, spending this money. Or we can go, okay, how's this going to create something? And what's this going to create? By you asking that, that can change it. By you asking these questions, it changes the energy, so you don't have to keep going around and around and around in that roundabout, never exiting. You're always stuck on the roundabout, never exiting, my friends. So by asking these questions, it can allow you to actually know which way to go. So that's the first one. Number two, everything is just an interesting point of view. In brackets, IPOV. So everything is just an interesting point of view. So if you live by that, you don't have to make things important. So when you're being interesting point of view, you don't have to buy in other people's stuff and their sadness, their depression, and this and that. What they are going through? You're gonna actually start choosing what's gonna work for you by being interesting point of view. And how that works, an example, you can get interesting point of view that I have this point of view. Interesting point of view that I have this point of view. Interesting point of view that I have this point of view. Interesting point of view that I have this point of view. Does it feel lighter for you? Does it sense that your brain's starting to go away? So that's what that does. It allows you to actually know what your reality is by saying this, the interesting point of view that I have this point of view. And remember, we don't have to have these points of views to do anything. The more points of views we have, it's more of a limitation. So by doing this tool, interesting point of view that I have this point of view, it changes the energy. So then you can actually function of how, where, and how to create your life by doing this interesting point of view. Because you'll get to a stage where you actually know what's true for you. You actually start knowing what's true for you. For me, I did this tool. I did it for months and months and months until I kept going and I kept going with it. And I actually eventually started knowing what my reality was. Okay, that's not my point of view now. That's not my point of view. Where before I thought, oh, they're all my points of view, you know. I have to figure this out. So if you're a big thinker outer, well, maybe that tool's there for you, the interesting point of view. And you can also go, like, to know what is true for you, you just pock and pod. Pock and pod everything that is limiting you in that stuff where it's making you go into the importance of it. So you can just go, to start actually knowing what's true for you around that interesting point of view, just go pock and pod. Everyone buying into these points of views. Pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod. So that's a short clearing of the clearing statement, the pock and pod. You can go to, clearingstatement.com to find out what the clearing statement is. But the short version of the clearing statement, pock and pod, and just keep going and keep going. And eventually it'll clear the energy. What that'll do, it'll clear the energy so you don't have to function from that stuff that's really cementing you down. You can get free of that by doing the interesting point of view that I have this point of view. And everywhere I've bought that and locked it into my body, pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod. Or you can do the clearing statement. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all night, shorts, boys and beyonds. All right, so then number 3 of the 10 commandments of access, live in 10 second increments. And you're like, what's that? Well, that's exactly what I thought when I first heard it. Live in 10 second increments. Well, what that is, you choose. The more you choose, you actually create your life. By you choosing, you create more and more and more. So remember, there isn't just I have this choice and that's it. We have unlimited choices. And I thought I had no choice before access. I thought I had no choice. And they keep saying in classes, in videos, about these 10 second increments. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't want to listen to that. But when I actually started figuring it out, I'm like, started knowing what they were saying with these 10 second increments, that I have choice all the time. And it's not about, like, if I choose something, I have to stick with it. It's not about that. You choose, you don't like it, it doesn't work out, choose again. So, example, I went out to go to get something to eat, and that place was closed. So I didn't get frustrated as I used to before access. I chose again. I'm like, okay, this place is closed. What else is possible here? So I kept driving, and I found another place, and they were closed that I knew of. And again, I was like, what else is possible here? And I kept choosing. That's what they mean by choosing, keep choosing. Like if I got frustrated before access, I would have been like, oh, they're closed, just go home and be upset and this and that. Like then, you know, spending hours trying to make food at home instead of being out and enjoying myself. So I just kept going. It was uncomfortable to keep going though, I kept going. Eventually when I found the place, my body enjoyed the food, it was awesome. You know, actually, because I went through that comfortableness, the uncomfortableness, and I actually chose, and I just kept going, and kept choosing, kept going, and kept going. I was like, whoa, thank you for leading me here. Thank you, Access, for showing me these tools that I don't have to stop myself at the first instance. I just kept going and kept going. So living those 10 second increments can allow you just to keep choosing. You know, something comes up, change your choice. It's not about sticking to your choice. It's about just keep choosing. You know, a lot of stuff with Guitar of Consciousness, we're filming, we're going to locations, we're studio recordings, things come up and I just change it. It doesn't work, change it. It doesn't work, change it. It doesn't work, change it. You don't have to make yourself wrong or bad for you know, not going through with that choice. There's so many other choices. So remember, we don't have to hold on to things. And that's what the 10 second increments can do. It can allow us to just go beyond that. Okay, number 4, live as the question, not the answer. So we've been taught from day 1 that we have to get the answer. Though when you get the answers, all you're trying to do is come to projections and expectations, and you can't see anything else beyond that. When you want to answer, when you're asking to do the answers, you can't go beyond that. Like, it's a limit. You're limiting yourself. Like, you know those horses where they have the blinds where they can't see left and right, they can just see straight. You're like that. So by you looking for the answer, you were just looking straight. You're focusing straight on. You're not looking around what else is out there. Like, what else is out there? When you're asking the question, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? What are the infinite possibilities? How can I change this? You know, things like that. And you think, oh, he's just asking words. But words, they change the energy. So by you changing the energy, you don't have to function from that where you're making yourself wrong and when you're making yourself feel bad and that. If you like making yourself feel bad and wrong, keep doing what you're doing. Though when you ask the question, it takes you out of that wrongness, out of the badness that you've been functioning for pretty much your whole life. And that's how what it was doing for me. It was just making me wrong, making me feel bad pretty much for anything. So live as the question, not the answer. Okay, number five, no form, no structure, no significance. So these things are massive limitations. So when we're in form, structure, and significance, we're making things significant. We're making them, you know, this is how it is, and that's how it is. That, you know, when you go somewhere and they say, oh, this is how it is, we can't change it. It's all limitations. Like, there's always something different you can do. Like, when obstacles throw themselves at me, what do? I go around them. I go, you know, I don't go up their face and trying to fight with them anymore. That's what I did before with the confrontation. I just, you know, fight. It didn't work for me. So I just go around stuff now. So I don't make things significant. You know, when you make things significant, when you have no structure, no form, no significance, you can actually start living your life. If nothing had no form, no structure and significance, then everything is moldable and changeable. You know, it's all changeable if you don't buy into those. So if something's not working, you can change it because you're not functioning from that. All right? So that's what it's done for me. So whenever I let go of all that stuff, that's when I actually start having freedom. When I stopped buying into the no form, no structure, no significance, I actually started having freedom for my life. Like, I can change like the wind. Like, be like the wind. The wind just keeps changing no matter what. It's never the same. You know, in this reality, which it's all about, oh, I have to be the same like everyone else. I have to do this and do that. You know, I have to be in line, you know. Though, that doesn't work. That doesn't work for you. So you don't have to be the same. You can be different. Be different, and that's what when your life is actually start going to have more happiness in your life, when you actually ask to start being different. So number six of the 10 commandments of access, no judgment, no discrimination, and no discernment. So judgment is always a killer. It's not a creation. When you judge, it's a massive limitation. You're pretty much destroying everything that you wish to create. So when you're judging, whatever you wish to create, it pretty much goes out the window. You don't have that possibility available anymore when you do judgment. So yeah, so judgment is always a diminishment and a contraction. So what you do to outcreate that, to outcreate judgment, is awareness. Awareness is always an expansion. So judgment is contraction. It brings you down. It locks you in your body. It shuts you down. That's when you probably get tired and you know, you want to go to sleep. So pretty much you're buying into judgment. Maybe not so much you're doing judgment, but then again, you're doing judgment of yourself, your body. So then maybe that's why you're so tired all the time, is because you're doing a lot of judgment. So the way around that is ask to have awareness. Awareness will create more expansion. Awareness always creates more expansion. Then you actually know what's true for you. So just ask, what would it take? What would it take to go beyond judgment? What would it take to go beyond judgment? See, that's a question you can ask. What would it take to go beyond judgment? Okay, number 7. No drugs of any kind. So anytime you like choosing like drugs, you're pretty much doing unconsciousness and anti-consciousness. That doesn't mean that, you know, you can't drink or whatever. You can drink, but not until you know, pass out or, you know, you fall on the floor or something. It's not about drinking like a whole case of beer. It's about enjoying the drink. Like for me, now I just enjoy a couple drinks and I feel great, you know? So it's not about having to waste yourself and make yourself unconscious. So, and any other drugs, any forms is a way to bring you away from consciousness. Though you can still, you got to ask your body, like with the prescription drugs and all that, just ask your body if it desires it. So, you know, don't do like, you know, your insulin and all your medications, what you require. Though ask your body. You got to really ask, like this is with the questions again. Your body, you got to ask your body questions. Body, do you desire to have this? You get the tablets, put it on your hand or whatever, or in the shop, just point to it and body, just ask. It's going to take some practice. That when you get there, that's when you're actually going to have, you're going to be awesome with your body. You know, so just you ask, body, truth, do you truly desire this? Ask that. Body, truth, do you truly desire this? And you'll get awareness. You'll get the awareness. It might not come to you straight away. It's going to take some practice. So just give it a go. Just ask. When you're asking about those prescription drugs, just ask. Body, truth, do you really desire this? And you'll get the awareness. You'll get the awareness. Don't make yourself bad for not getting it straight away, this and that. I made myself bad for, you know, not getting these awarenesses straight away. Though it didn't lead me anywhere. So just keep going. Doesn't matter if it takes you, you know, 20, 30 times of practicing it to get it. You'll get it. And once you do, whoa, that's when your life is going to click in every area of your life where it didn't click before. So that's with drugs and any of the hard stuff that's like, you know, marijuana, this and all that. That's just, it's there just to pretty much fuck with you, to take you out of consciousness, to take you out of from being you. That's what they do. It's there to take you out of being you. So number 8 in the commandments of the 10, no competition. So there is no competition. Competition is a lie. So you don't want competition. You want to outcreate people. So when you do competition, all you're doing is setting you up, pretty much you're setting yourself up to lose whenever you're doing competition. You know, so competition is not a way to go. We see it in sports and this and that, so we think that competition is in every day of our life. No, competition is pretty much a destroyer of our life. So we've got to ask, how can I outcreate these people? How can I outcreate this? That's a way of going beyond competition. How do I get out, you know, like this noisy car? How do I create that, you know? What gift can that be to me? So ask to outcreate the competition. Whenever we buy into the competition, that's when pretty much it cements us down. Because I know for me, whenever I compete with other musicians out there, other guitarists, other access facilitators, what happens is I feel like shit. I feel depressed and pissed off and I don't feel like going anywhere. It's because I'm buying into that competition. So competition doesn't work. Remember, the less I function from competition, my life gets greater. So it's not about that you have to buy into this competition. Whenever you buy into it, your life gets worse. When you go beyond it, your life is going to change. So you can just say, how can I be greater today than I was yesterday? How can I be greater today than I was yesterday? And how can I create myself for all eternity? How can I create myself for all eternity? By asking those questions, that's going to contribute to getting beyond that competition. You don't have to, you know, exactly know what's being said there or, you know, how is this going to work out by asking this. It's just, this is new muscles. It's new muscles for you to learn. So you'll get there. You know, I just saw like Dr. Dane here, you know, one of the owners of Access. The way he was being was just different. And I just knew that whatever he was saying, even though I didn't understand it at the time, I just knew I had to keep going with this stuff because my life wasn't working. I was, you know, I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for Access. So it's transformed my life so dynamically that I just kept going. I kept going and I knew there was a different possibility. So that's why I kept going, even though I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. I didn't know what was going on. So I just kept going and going and going and going. So, yeah, that's how I actually know what Access is about now, is because I didn't buy into the, oh, I didn't know what's going on here, so I'm not going to do it. I just knew this. There was an energy. I knew that this is what I've been asking for. So I'm going to start doing it. And the more I do Access, my life becomes far more greater every day, because I ask that question, how can I be greater today than I was yesterday? So we don't have to hold on to yesterday. When you hold on to yesterday, what does that create? It just creates yesterday for today. Would you like yesterday today, or would you like to create something greater for today? And that's what can contribute to you, my friend. So, number 9 of the 10 Commandments of Access, do not listen to, tell, or buy the story. And this is a big one, because, you know, we always want to listen to people's stories. And what's that do? You know, and then we want to tell the stories and we want to buy people's stories. It's all just a load of crap. You know, when we can get out of that, that's when we can actually know what's going to work for us. You know, what do people use their stories for? You know, to maintain their victimhood and to justify the choices they made, rather than recognizing they actually chose it. You don't have to have a reason for anything. You know, the stories is about, oh, because I had this story, this is why this showed up, or that's why that showed up. You know, we don't have to have a reason for anything. It just, we chose it. Remember, we've chosen everything in our lives. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Until we are willing to acknowledge that we chose these choices, then we can't go beyond. I know it's a lot of energy on this one. Though, when we acknowledge that we've made these choices in the past, that's pretty much stuffing us around now. When we acknowledge that, okay, I've made this choice, I've acknowledged I did that, now what else is possible? What would it take to go beyond this? That's when you can actually start changing it, not buying into that story crap. That's when you can change it, you know? Whenever you go into that, you know, what you did in the past, that's just pretty much, you're going in reverse. You're back in your life. That's not allowing you to go forward in your life. So do not listen to, tell, or buy the story. I know it's going to take a little bit, though it's all your choice how quickly or how much change you would like with that. It's just all your choice. You've got to demand that, okay, I'm changing here. My life's changing here. Just demand my life is changing here. So remember, every time you tell, buy, or listen to the story, it's a limitation. You know, they're just all, it's all just people's justifications for why they chose this or why this happened to them. Deep down, they've chose it. If they acknowledge that they chose it for what stupid reason, then they can go beyond it. They don't have to buy into that loop. They're just going into the loop and loop and loop and loop. So, you know, choosing the same choice and expecting, choosing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, it doesn't work. So, remember, people that are into the story are not into awareness. Just to put that out there. So, number 10, final of the 10 commandments of access, no exclusion. So anytime that we exclude anything or anyone from your life, you have to cut off your awareness. All right, so it's not about cutting things out of your life. It's about knowing what's going to contribute. So don't exclude anyone or anything in your life, because if you can't receive anyone, then anything is possible. So by you not excluding anything or anyone, this allows you to receive everything. Then anything is possible. Receiving is no exclusion. You know what I mean? So like whenever we want to fight people, this and that, we're trying to, you know, run away from them. And it's consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. It's not saying that like if something's not working, you don't have to stick to that choice. You can choose again, though you don't buy into that crap by excluding from someone where, you know, you're fighting with them. Fighting with people is not, it's not going to create nothing. You just go to them, look, you talk to the person, you go, look, this isn't working for me. If I have to move on, we have to move on. Though this is not working for me. So it's not, you're not doing that's not doing the fight. That's not going to fight mode. It's telling them, look, this doesn't work for me. I'm choosing something different. And if they end up getting pissed off at that, that's on them. That's on them. That you have to choose what's going to work for you. So it's not saying that's exclusion. That's not exclusion. Exclusion is like getting pissed off at them, you know, and screaming at them or this and that and having an argument. That's exclusion. But telling them, this doesn't work for me. I'm going to choose something different. And if they got to take it, if they have to take it any which way they have to, they have to. That's their choice. Though you have to demand yourself to choose what's going to work for you. And having that no exclusion, that's going to, you know, your whole reality is going to change. So yeah, big topic today, the 10 commandments of access. So run through them. And any time that you get stuck on a subject, just you can do the clearing statement. Just everything this is bringing up, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Everyone I'm not having clarity with this, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Anywhere I'm making myself wrong, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. If I'm making myself bad about this situation, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And that's going to allow you to have a lot more space with all of that. So, yeah, listen to that. There's a lot in there. And that's pretty much what access consciousness is about. So if you guys and girls want to know what access consciousness is about, that's what access consciousness is about at a little level. There's just so much more available to you with access consciousness. That's only a little percentage of what's available. So, yeah. So we'll let it go at there. Thank you for joining, tuning in to episode 5. I don't know, how does it get any better than that? Episode 5 on my Guitar of Consciousness. So yeah, enjoy my friends. And until next time, just start living, my friends. Start living. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Guitar of Consciousness podcast. For further updates, go to guitarofconscious.com and subscribe. Thank you. See you later.